Hey, I'm Chris. Chris Graham with Augusta Free Press. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir. Thank you.
Could you talk about the game preps and how you feel like the last couple of weeks have gone getting ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the game preps is going pretty well. You know, I think this year, second year, back-to-back bowl games, we know a lot more of what to expect this time around versus last time. I think we were just kind of like enjoying and hyped for the moment. Now there's an expectation and there's an urgency level that's kind of different from last year. So, you know, I think overall, I think we've done a nice job as a team kind of preparing up to this point.
I was going to ask that second about the last year's prep versus this year's prep. It felt last year felt like did you guys maybe? I mean, it was new. Nobody had really played in a bowl from the team last year. Now you have that experience to go on. Has that maybe sharpened your focus going into this
Absolutely.
Bowl?
Absolutely. You know, we saw what happened last year when we didn't really have our minds right and just kind of, you know, was just there and experiencing things. And so now we learned from that process, and you know, we have confidence going into this game that, you know, we kind of learned from last year, and now we know what to expect, and now we know, you know, the kind of mindset we need to have coming into this game.
Mm-hmm. When you were recruited here, you were probably being sold an idea. We can get this program back. You're playing in a Belk Bowl. Yeah. Do you feel like this is another step in that direction when you were a high school kid thinking about coming here?
Yeah, I think when I was getting recruited in high school, I was, you know, Virginia was probably like the best school, the best option for me. And so, like, I was pretty fortunate to come here. And so I was grateful to be a part of this program. And, you know, I was blessed enough to have, like, these coaches come in when they did. And I knew these coaches, when they came in, they had high aspirations. They wanted, you know, to do big things here. And that aligns with how I think and my mind says, you know, anything I do, I want to be, you know, the best I can possibly be at it. And so it's cool to see how their vision and even my vision have just come together, and how they have just aligned, and just how much work we put in, but also seeing it kind of prosper each year, and just us improving and getting better.
You said this was your best option going to high school, and you were a two-star recruit, whatever that's supposed to mean. Yeah. And now I'm seeing mock drafts with your name in the first round.
Crazy, right?
Isn't that crazy? So how does that feel to be in that situation? I mean, just to be talked about that way and have worked yourself into that position.
Yeah. Man, it's just a blessing, first and foremost, just how, like, God has just been working and doing things in my life once, like, I've been, you know, just preparing and trying to put myself, being faithful in the little things that I've been entrusted with my gifts and talents, just trying to refine them, work on them, and then, you know, just to see how, like, I've been put into this opportunity and just having a platform, just being raised in this kind of situation. It's just been, you know, all I can say is really it's a blessing. It's just, you know, a tribute to being just faithful in the little things and just, you know, even though it might not seem big in the moment, just trusting and believing in your plan and your vision.
Talking about South Carolina, they're a great passing team.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on you and your fellow defensive backs, the whole secondary. Talk about the challenge of South Carolina.
Oh, well, man, first off, you know, we like challenges, and that's something that our program, you know, we like to do hard things. And so I think, you know, secondary this year has been, like, really one of our strengths this year overall. And so, you know, who else would you rather the challenge to be on than in the secondary? And so, you know, we're ready. We're looking forward to that matchup and that challenge. And so we're going to give it our all, you know, win, lose, or draw. We plan on going out, you know, fighting, playing hard like we usually do.
Last question for me is, how eager are you to get back on the field after Blacksburg?
I'm excited to go out there and start making plays, man. I'm excited this whole week, and I just can't wait to get on the field. I've seen other people playing the bowl games. You see them doing cool things, and so, man, I'm excited to go out there and just have fun, make plays, and, you know, get this program, you know, get a good win for this program, you know, just boost our momentum going forward into the next year.
Thanks. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Doug Dowdy from Roosevelt.
Yeah.